What's good, everyone? My name is Jacob Moses, community builder at Strongtowns, and welcome to It's the Little Things, a Strongtowns podcast where in each episode, we focus on a different action that you, the concerned citizen, the elected official, the city planner, can take to make your town stronger. This episode's action, supporting rural entrepreneurs. Consider how your community builds wealth. Well, as a Strongtowns advocate, you may think of your local entrepreneurs creating homegrown products and services to serve the community. Or you may think of your downtown, where residents gather and use these products and services. Brandon Shelak, Strongtown's member and this episode's guest on It's the Little Things, has witnessed the value of entrepreneurship in his own rural community of LaGrange, Texas. They've built thriving businesses in downtown that contribute to LaGrange's economic ecosystem. But as Brandon further investigated how to support rural entrepreneurs, he discovered an opportunity that he later transformed into a product for rural communities across North America. Institutions such as schools or nonprofit organizations still sold products produced outside the community for their local fundraisers. Think the magazine subscriptions or the tins of flavored popcorn that you pitched to your neighbors in exchange for a low payment of $50 for your elementary school. And that's why Brandon and his wife created The Platform, an online marketplace where organizations can view a catalog of local products and services which they can use for their local fundraisers. Today, The Platform has partnered with dozens of communities across North America with a focus on rural communities who've made a small bet to reimagine how they can support local entrepreneurs, keeping their dollars in the community in the process. In this episode, Brandon reflects on his experiences at The Platform and shares how you can support rural entrepreneurs in your own community as well, including how rural communities traditionally view economic development, how to find and cultivate rural entrepreneurs, and most important, how to plug them into your local economic ecosystem. Enjoy. Brandon, what's going on, friend? How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Happy to hear it. How's life in LaGrange?
It's rather pleasant right now. Weather's nice, but that can change.
Yeah. I'll be heading your way here in about a few days, heading towards Austin to celebrate Thanksgiving. So awesome. Maybe find some time to pop over to LaGrange.
We're between. Not too far away.
Turkey and pie. We'll see. Well, Brandon, really excited to chat. We have a great action to discuss together, and that is supporting rural entrepreneurs. And Brandon, I'll tell you what, this is a really important concept within the Strongtowns conversation. You know, whenever we look at rural places, places often have, you know, a small tax base, oftentimes just one major employer that employs many of the residents in the community. We find that, you know, as there are shifts in the, you know, the economic ecosystem, say, that one major employer leaves town, it can be detrimental to these communities. And, you know, of course, we see rural communities respond in many different ways. You know, perhaps most of the time they're looking out, perhaps waiting on, you know, that next grant from the states or that next program from the federal government. But as you've been advocating for, and like we're going to discuss more today, rural communities can do a great service to themselves by looking in and seeing all the great human capital, great entrepreneurs, great ideas that are already happening in their communities. And you've done a fantastic job of this through this great product that you're working on called The Platform. For folk who aren't aware, to get us started, Brandon, can you give us a high-level overview of what The Platform is?
Sure. The Platform kind of been a project of my wife and I's for several years. I'm just trying to really use it to bring communities together and figure out how do we kind of use the resources that are kind of around us. We got asked a lot to do whether to do a nonprofit or not a nonprofit, but we really wanted to go for business venture that, you know, was able to be sustainable. So, you know, entrepreneurs, we just kept looking for a business model that would kind of provide that. And what we came across was when once our kids started going to schools, they had these fundraisers, and we were using our kids to promote our these products to help fundraise and then send money out of our community. So we said, well, let's just change that up and let's provide the schools and the kids, the people fundraising with local products. So that's what we do. We find local products using, you know, local entrepreneurs, local businesses, and we use some of those products to help the community fundraise for various things.
I love it, Brandon. Give us an example of a few products that y'all have on this online marketplace. So I think it's important for folk to know, like, sure, you know, urban compared to rural. Of course, the former has a larger population, thus perhaps more ideas, but that doesn't mean that these folk in rural communities don't have the entrepreneurial spirit and aren't creating cool products. From what I've seen online, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening. Could you give us a few examples of the stuff on the marketplace?
Yeah, we've got handmade wooden kitchen utensils, you know, pizza cutters and knives, cutting boards. We've got, you know, lots of different types of food, you know, hand-baked cookies, hand-baked muffins. We have a really unique, another startup here that actually produces algae. So they have a soil amendment and they have a face cream. So that's kind of neat. And there's just a lot of, you know, we're really trying to promote experiences. So, you know, having dance lessons and having singing lessons and maybe golf lessons, you know, giving those types of things as gifts and to help, you know, fundraise for an initiative. But here, it's really unlimited. You know, once you start to see, you know, what's an experience and, you know, what you can create with what you have, it's really unique what we can come up with.
Yeah, Brandon, I was so impressed with the product mix. I was checking out this morning before this interview. I mean, it was everything from, you know, business services to childcare to soap. And it's so cool to see that, you know, all these products, whether it's a product or service, actually being, you know, built and fostered in these rural communities. And what a cool opportunity to partner with, you know, local fundraisers. To say, hey, you know, forget like these mass-produced sunglasses that I was selling, 10, 15 years ago, or the magazine subscriptions, and actually look at our peers that are making all these incredible products and, you know, fundraise through those. It's a fantastic vision that I know I speak on behalf of Strongtowns. We all really look forward to following along. I want to flash back to the early days of Platform. What did you observe, you know, as you were sharing this vision with different rural communities? Was there a shift in how these folk were having the conversation of economic development? How, you know, when it comes to local fundraisers, we don't have to rely on the traditional channels, you know, importing product from elsewhere, but actually we can work with our neighbors and our peers that are creating product. Did you notice a shift in the economic development conversation?
You know, we've talked with a lot of economic development, leaders, and, you know, I really took this from the Strongtowns message is, you know, there's still a lot looking at how do we hire this manufacturing plant to come to town.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you really start looking at it, even if we got them there, we have a housing problem. And you know, that's kind of regionally to our area, but we started seeing that it's, you know, it's in other places as well. But then, you know, during the earlier days, you know, we took a bunch of different paths. You know, our background was from student housing. So it started off as really a tool to help showcase what the talents and what the services that the students could provide small businesses.
Yeah.
And so it took a bunch of different routes. So we were at the beginning states, you know, we were talking to the EDCs about, you know, how do we use this to help workforce development and, you know, develop mm-hmm. workforce. And, you know, we saw the ways that we can do it, but there was never that, how do we create a sustainable business around it and a revenue model that works. And then, you know, we moved to LaGrange. So we moved to a small town of about 4,000 people. And we just started talking with the business owners and talking with, you know, the organizations and just feeling their pains. And, you know, fundraising was just something that they did not like to do.
Sure.
And then once you throw in, you know, other stuff, you know, once we said, okay, well, here's the idea. Let's do it this way. It, it kind of was like an aha for everybody. It's like, well, why haven't we been doing it this way?
So you even take an extra step beyond schools. Like, of course, schools usually they have that annual fundraiser. You were actually reaching out to businesses who haven't considered fundraising before and sharing this new model, and they were into it.
No. We were reaching out to nonprofit organizations.
Gotcha.
So we haven't taken it to the business fundraising, but we have been doing it for nonprofits and for schools.
That's awesome, Brandon. As you were starting the platform project, were you and your wife surprised to see all of this entrepreneurial spirit in rural communities and how willing they were to share their product with peers? Or did you already have an idea that there was already like a great group that were creators in these communities?
We knew that there was a lot of creators. We see it at the farmers markets. We see it online, on them, you know, everybody creating their stuff and marketing it. But there was a lot not working together. Once we figured out how to get multiple businesses to work together and market an experience or an idea, it really started to, that's when we started to be able to see what was possible. And we started to see, you know, a whole lot of other people, doing this. And one of the industries that, you know, we came across was the wedding industry, that, you know, it takes a big collaborative effort of people to put together, you know, a really good wedding in a rural community.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an aha that we had as well.
So you're actually finding these entrepreneurs starting to collaborate with one another. Like, I imagine if I, you know, live in LaGrange and I want to have, you know, that complete suite of a wedding, I might look elsewhere, that folk that can provide everything from, you know, the catering to the photography, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're saying, once you started platform and got to know a lot of these entrepreneurs, they ended up collaborating and working together. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, you know, one of the events that we have coming up is a Christmas market. And, you know, it's got 25, 30 people coming together and doing various things.
Nice.
You know, to bring people together.
Yeah. I love that, Brandon. In a lot of these rural communities that you've worked with, for entrepreneurs to be able to sell their product, is it usually just the traditional ways, like we see maybe farmers markets, maybe little pop-up markets? Was this a first for a lot of communities that you've worked with to be able to have this online marketplace and actually have their product be used in local fundraisers?
As far as fundraisers, yes. But I mean, most of them were on Amazon. A lot were trying to get onto Amazon or, you know, other online avenues. I mean, you have a lot of them that have their, Shopify.
Yeah.
So that was a place, but it was still, you had to take care of yourself. You know, there was no kind of strength in numbers.
Sure.
That we were trying to put together.
And I love, Brandon, in particular, just like this incremental approach that you've taken to building platform. Like, yeah, we have this great idea. We want to look in instead of looking out of our rural communities. We have these great entrepreneurs. We want to give them the opportunity to, you know, boost their own livelihood, you know, share something helpful with a neighbor. It's so cool they started with this online marketplace. Let's test out this idea. Let's see how folk respond. It sounds like they've responded really well. I know you've done some local fundraisers, getting some nonprofit organizations in the mix as well. What do you think as this idea continues to catch on, you know, that if I want to get soap or honey or whatever, I don't have to leave LaGrange. I don't have to go to, you know, the supermarket. As you consider or continue to build the platform, what are some next steps that you envision for these entrepreneurs to actually be able to share their product within the community?
I think it's kind of going out. You know, we have, when they go out, you know, expanding to counties around us. And we're starting to see some of that already. You know, when you have these collaborative, like a wedding, for example, you know, you're not going to have all of those pieces in one county, but you're going to have all those pieces in one region or one area to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I think growing, you know, out from Fayette County and, you know, I really identifying what maybe we don't have here locally.
Gotcha.
That we can do. One of the ones that we're you know, excited about is one of our neighboring counties is in an opportunity zone, and we don't have anything in an opportunity zone. So we're looking at research, you know, looking into the opportunity zones to see if there's an opportunity there to kind of bolster our region through these opportunity zones.
That's cool, Brandon. And I like how you're getting ahead of the game, you know, because with the opportunity zones, you're kind of just getting flushed with cash from Wall Street. Perhaps they don't really understand the voids and the needs in these communities. But how cool to be able to get, you know, in front of it, identify the people already in these communities, creating great products, and to be able to complement that with funds from opportunity zones. That's awesome, Brandon. I want to talk a little bit about the Rural Youth Entrepreneurship Program that the platform does as well. I love this concept. You know, we've talked about the online marketplace where folk that are throwing fundraisers, whether it's a school or a nonprofit, can find local products to use as the fundraiser. But you also have this cool entrepreneurship program to get the youth involved and actually start inspiring them to think, hey, you know, what can I make? What service can I provide that's helpful to my neighbor? Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Sure. You know, this kind of goes back on, you know, the creators and the, you know, the entrepreneurs that are in, I think they're in all rural areas. But, you know, early on in the early days of us, you know, building this idea out, we would go to like trade shows or entrepreneur type programs. This one was in New Orleans, and we were invited to just to showcase what we were doing. And when we get there, there was two other teams from LaGrange, one literally that we shared the same office building. We were both working on different ideas, but, you know, so this was our kind of both of these were our side projects, but we didn't even know that we were working on them. And that this was kind of an aha to see, okay, what else is out here? And so we put together a summer program really quick. We got some mentors and sponsors and had about 12 kids go through, and they loved it. One of the kids went to a larger pitch competition in Austin later that year. But then we kind of had a little track record under our belt and had some time to plan the next year. And this past year was a 6-week program that ended in what we called Pitch Rural, which what we wanted to encourage was rural entrepreneurs, youth entrepreneurs, to go out to their farmers market on, you know, this particular day and showcase their product. Nice. So we did it from a, you know, everybody went here locally to their farmers market, and we had 25 kids, and we had a best community solution, best environmental solution, and best overall idea. And we just had an event out of it, and kind of that was that.
Brandon, give us a few examples of the ideas that these youth had, of service that they wanted to provide for their community. Because I love the concept, and I imagine it's great for, you know, place attachment too. How cool to work with the youth early on, empower them to be creative and think of a product they can create that's helpful for their neighbor. I mean, what a cool way as they continue to age. I mean, I want to doubt that a lot of these ideas that originate at the Rural Entrepreneurship Program maybe end up being in, you know, the storefronts of downtown LaGrange. Could you give us a few examples of the products that were made?
Sure. So the best community solution was a skate park. So he drew up a skate park on a piece of land that we'd go on, and that was the best community solution. The best environmental was a bat house. He was just as a love of bats and learning about bats, and he came up with a bat house, and it, you know, it solved problems, and it was sharing why bats were important for, you know, crops and things like that. We had some, you know, of course you had the baked goods and you had the lemonades and things like that. Lots of artists, lot of art. Let's see. We had a delivery. We had some stink bait for fishing. There's several. We had honey, several other foods and things like that.
That's cool, Brandon. I'm curious, you know, how are the local governments responding to projects like this? You know, are they recognizing that, hey, we have some great entrepreneurs here, you know, maybe we have some vacant buildings, what can we do to maybe get more entrepreneurs the opportunity to test out their idea, maybe move downtown? Is there a relationship happening between the work you're doing and you know, local government and their idea of economic development?
Locally, it's been a challenge. Hmm. We've presented to the economic development some ideas that we have, and we're kind of waiting for to hear back from that. But you know, it has been a challenge to, you know, be included in a lot that they're doing. Hmm. And this, you know, I don't know if this is a local to our area or this is a problem across other rural. But you know, it's the change coming in, and you know, I hate to use the word change because I don't want to change anything. I just want to make it a little bit better.
Sure.
My kids want to move back here.
Yes, sir.
But it's been a challenge, you know, to say the least, just to have a conversation with them.
What would your vision be for this private-public partnership? Like what I imagine, the first thing I think about with all the great work you're doing is our friends up in Muskegon, Michigan. Like you, they did a fantastic job of looking in, cultivating all these existing entrepreneurs. And then what they ended up doing, Brandon, and I could totally see this working in the Grange as well. The local government just created, I think it was a half dozen sheds, went out and bought some sheds, you know, put them in an empty space in their streetscape, and then rented out to entrepreneurs for like $75 a month, give an opportunity to sell their product, build some buzz, get a customer base. And what we've seen in Muskegon and the years following is that their downtown went from, you know, several vacant storefronts to now being nearly at capacity and a huge waiting list for these sheds. Do you see something comparable happening in LaGrange or other communities that you speak with? You know, you already have this great, you know, compilation of products. What's that next step that you'd envision working with the local government?
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, it's a physical space, and it's really identifying, you know, we have a great comprehensive plan that, you know, has some really great things that, you know, entrepreneurial ecosystems and downtown centers and things like that. And, you know, that's what we proposed was a downtown center that
cool.
A lot of this stuff can go to, you know, yeah. if you're selling something, you know, a handmade knife that you're creating, you know, in the countryside and, you know, in a barn, here's where you put it. So people see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's beyond just online.
Yeah.
And just in creating this kind of community center that, you know, has various different things that just, you know, help the community in general.
Yeah. I love it, Brandon. Well, we really look forward to following along. I know you started off with the online marketplace, getting this product mixed in with local fundraisers, got the Rural Youth Entrepreneurship Program going on. A lot of great success stories too, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about the platform. Their website is chock full of great insights and success stories. Brandon, I'm curious. You know, you've been at it a few years with the platform. You and your wife have done a fantastic job of cultivating these entrepreneurs, empowering them, and giving them a great opportunity to, you know, use their product in local fundraisers. Let's flash forward, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years. You keep on chatting with different rural communities, sharing this vision that you have. What's your vision 5 years from now for these rural communities that choose to partner with the platform?
Sure. You know, it's increased the tax base locally and keeping more of your dollars spinning around before you send it off to, you know, the online retailers, and just having that whether recognition or to say, okay, what do we have here locally, you know, yeah. Before we jump to, you know, get, you know, shipping something in. You know, from a food wise, you know, we just feel that, you know, the further away we get from where our food is grown or manufactured, mm-hmm. you know, it's breaking down, you know, our community where, you know, we're relying on each other for different things. So I think, you know, just being able to take that message and, you know, get it out that, you know, there's a lot of great things around us.
Yeah.
So let's give them the opportunity. And then, you know, I think that's how we're going to grow our, you know, rural communities back up.
I love it, Brandon. And, you know, we don't have to go from 0 to 100. We don't have to go from identifying exactly. local entrepreneurs to, you know, signing a 10-year lease on a downtown center and hoping that works. It's the same Strong Towns approach. Look in, who is already in my community doing great work, and what's the next step we can take to give them the capacity to contribute to this wonderful community that we call home. We're big friends, Brandon, and really look forward to following along as the platform continues to develop. I'm curious, for folk that want to connect with you, learn more about all the great work that you and your wife are doing at the platform, where can people learn more about this service online?
We're should be pretty easy to find. It's theplatform.net. It's forum, like a forum board. I'm on LinkedIn. Email Brandon@theplatform.net. You know, we're active on Facebook, active on a little bit on Twitter, but definitely on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Beautiful. Thank you, Brandon. And listeners, I'll make sure to include all those links in the show notes below so you can learn more about the platform. And who knows, maybe have Brandon and his wife roll up to your own community. Are y'all looking to partner with some more rural communities?
That's the plan. That's the plan for kind of mid-quarter next year. We want to really focus here and get the logistics right and make sure everything runs the way that we think it should. And then, but yeah, definitely starting to build those relationships now though.
Beautiful. Well, listeners, if you are inspired by this story, you look at your own rural community, you see dozens of entrepreneurs creating different kinds of products and services to help their own neighbors. And, you know, they think that they just need, you know, that platform to take that next step, to share it with more people in the neighborhood, more people in the county. Consider reaching out to Brandon, and this is a fantastic product, and we look forward to seeing how it grows. Brandon, thank you, friend. This has been a joy. You and your wife keep up the great work at the platform, and we'll chat very soon.
You got it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you're enjoying the content, please subscribe to It's the Little Things on iTunes, and we will chat next week. See ya.